Well, good morning. It is 6:16 a.m. on Tuesday, January 10th, 2023. Got it right. 41 degrees, which is precisely 5 degrees Celsius. 84% humidity. As I commence my walk down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. Yes, the streetcars are running again. And whatever reconstruction or demolition or what's the word for when you tear something down and clear it away? I don't know, but that's done. The streetcars are running again. It's weird. You notice when something's not there, but when something that's always been there has been gone for a while and then comes back, you don't necessarily notice. You notice the lack, but when it comes back, not so much. But it's good to have them back. Still missing the crows, though. Not sure why they're not roosting. It's not like the weather suddenly turned nice. Although, it has been fairly pleasant. In fact, I checked the Weather Channel, and it said, usually it says, partly cloudy or rainy or clear or whatever. Today it said fair. I thought, that's a little subjective, don't you think? Fair, it's very equitable out. It's it's very egalitarian out. Really? Fair. That's one of those terms that the English language has adopted, that meteorology has adopted, that is clearly a colloquialism that has been legitimized into scientific nomenclature. Fair. It's fair out. And actually it is kind of quite fair. Not too cold. Not raining. Yay. Not windy. So, okay, for my non-gamer friends, there is a phenomenon that has come about over recent years of videotaping and broadcasting live Dungeons & Dragons games. And this really was pushed into the public awareness, into the zeitgeist, by a show called Critical Role, which was a bunch of very attractive voice actors who are also nerds and gamers getting together and playing Dungeons & Dragons. And because they're actors, because they're very creative and theatrical, performative, it was very well done. And the stories were well told. The game master, the dungeon master, Matt Mercer, was told really good stories. So it caught on. Big lead up to they became so popular that they actually kickstarted an animated series based on the adventures that they had described in these games. And it was one of the biggest Kickstarters in the history of the app. I'm talking like $10 million they generated to make this animated series, which is quite impressive. And I have never gotten into the live Dungeons and Dragons role play phenomena. First of all, it's Dungeons and Dragons, so it takes hours. These are long frickin' shows. Pals. Dink. And second of all, I have watched them, and it's like, I, as much as I appreciate seeing somebody do something well, I do love some good competency porn, as it were. I would rather do the D&D than watch somebody else do the D&D. And maybe that's the actor in me. How many actors does it take to screw in a light bulb? 1,001. One to screw it in, the other 1,000 to say, oh hell, I could do that. But all of that to say, I hadn't really embraced the animated series. I had resisted watching it. Not resisted, it's just, it wasn't on my radar of things to do. But I was talking to Ramsey on Sunday, and he had mentioned that he had watched it and that it was quite good. Warning. And it's like, yeah, Ramsey has discerning taste. I trust Ramsey's opinion of a thing when it comes to film or television. So I gave it a shot, and wow, it really was quite good. I regret not having watched it until now, but having watched it, it was really very well done. And it's, there's this, there's a Dungeons and Dragons movie coming out starring Chris Pine and some other actors, and dude is completely blocking the sidewalk. And there have been other movies in the past called Dungeons and Dragons or whatever. And they've all sucked. They've all been very, very bad movies. And the reason is that D&D, Dungeons and Dragons, is not a story. That's like saying, music, the movie. Music is not a song. Music is the format through which songs are told. Dungeons and Dragons is not a story. It is a vehicle, it's a medium through which stories can be explored. And it's interesting, in recent years, role-playing games in general, Dungeons and Dragons being the iconic platonic form of role-playing games, has risen in awareness far beyond what any of us back in the 70s and 80s were thinking could ever be. But so everybody's got this feeling of what D&D is, what role-playing games are. And, you know, certainly in the creation of the Dungeons & Dragons format, you know, there is an implied narrative there. There is a collection of worlds and species, races, and magics, and so on and so forth, in which these stories are told. And those worlds have stories of their own. But everybody who plays a role-playing game has their own understanding or belief or feeling of what that is. And it feels like the movies are trying to capture this gestalt of what everybody thinks role-playing games are, and it always fails miserably. The stories end up being very shallow, very predictable. But the Vox Machina animated series wasn't that. They focused on the characters and the story and let the Dungeons and Dragons aspect be just the setting in which the story takes place. But they honored what is good about story, which is character. And honestly, in watching it, it was like, oh yeah, this totally feels like a D&D campaign. A series of adventures played in sequence with the same group, telling an overarching narrative. But it's hard to nail down what the distinction is. What they didn't do. I don't know. I mean, when somebody does something well, when other people have not been doing something well, it kind of draws attention to it. And personally, I want to understand what the difference is. You know, the Marvel movies. People have been trying to do superhero movies for years. And it wasn't until like Iron Man, that Marvel really hit a seam as far as how to tell these stories. And I think the key is authenticity. The key is take whatever the convention is, whatever the speculative element is about the setting that makes your story fantastical or science fiction-y or whatever, and letting it settle into the bones of the story that you're telling, but not have it be the end-all be-all thereof. That you can't tell a story about that. You tell a story about people in that. And by really being authentic as far as that goes, I think it makes the story more acceptable, more embraceable. I don't know. I'm blathering. God, that was a long and lengthy blather. Monolithic blather. How uncharacteristic of me to talk about one thing the entire walk. But I'm deep into Jameson Square now, which means this walk is done. So, done for Tuesday. Tuesday, the day with no nickname. Or, if you are so gastronomically inclined, Taco Tuesday. Not sure what today is going to be for me, but regardless, it's a thing that we can make unto ourselves. It's up to us, right? So that's an opportunity. Seize it. Throttle it, if you will. I hope you have a lovely Tuesday. I hope you try something that you've been resisting trying and are pleasantly surprised to discover a new delight, something worth experiencing. But however it goes down, we can always fall back on the strategy of Brother Zigzag, who reminds us that despite everything, y'all, we create. We can add to the world a new perspective, a new smile, a new taco variation. However you want to do it, do it. And love fearlessly. Because that's the best way. It's not the easiest, but I think it's the best. And I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.